Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. There are a few people whose intelligence is brought to bear with greater effect, and I'm happy to say with greater frequency, than our first guest. He is David Goldman. You may know him better as Spengler, the pseudonym under which he writes for Asia Times Online. His writings appear there, of course, and elsewhere, including PJ Media and the Wall Street Journal and other outlets. He's the Wax Family Fellow at a wonderful organization, the Middle East Forum, and has a background in finance, among other things, as well as two books to his credit, How Civilizations Die and Why Islam is Dying Too. And it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of you. David Goldman, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's a delight to have you. Thank you so much for your time.
Frank Gaffney, it's a privilege to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Listen, there's so much to talk about, but I thought I'd start with a very important piece that you had at PJ Media recently, David, and that was something concerning the lack of common sense among many in the foreign policy community, notably the signers, some 50 of them, I believe, of a letter denouncing Donald Trump recently. You relayed a conversation with one of the more prominent of them, former CIA Director Michael Hayden. I ask you to recount that conversation and draw upon it for the larger point as to what we're up against, not just Trump, but I think all of us.
Well, Frank, I'd like to make clear that I think General Hayden is an excellent officer. He was a specialist in signals intelligence and went to National Security Agency. But I believe in foreign policy, he was very much out of his depth. Late last year, Gatestone Institute organized a lunch for General Hayden. I got there early. He got there early, so we chatted for a bit. And I asked why it was that John McCain and the Bush Group and the Weekly Standard, all the Republican foreign policy mainstream establishment, were so enthusiastic about the Muslim Brotherhood government in Egypt under Mohamed Morsi after the fall of Mubarak in 2011, engineered by the Obama administration and supported by the Republican establishment. We got pro-terrorist Islamic extremist government in Egypt, and they all seemed happy about it. And of course, the Muslim Brotherhood was overthrown by mass acclamation by more than 30 million Egyptians in the street, which brought back General al-Sisi, who's a moderate Muslim who wants to reform Islam and get rid of the terrorists. He's quite courageous about that. What General Hayden told me is, we were sorry that Morsi was overthrown because we wanted to see what would happen when the Muslim Brotherhood had to take responsibility for picking up the garbage. That's a point, by the way, which President Bush had made about Hezbollah when it won elections in Lebanon in 2006. He said, well, they're going to have to fix potholes, so implicitly they'll evolve into a Democratic Party just by virtue of the fact that we'll be in office. I was stunned. So General Hayden, the country of Egypt had exactly 3 weeks of wheat supplies left when Morsi was overthrown. They were about to starve, and Hayden said, all seriousness, I guess that experiment would have been tough on the ordinary Egyptian. And I know he didn't mean that humorously, because he restated that whole point about Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood picking up the garbage in his speech to the luncheon a few minutes later. And I think that exemplifies the ideological knee-jerk reaction of the Republican establishment that believes that the mere existence of democratic forms of government will automatically change the way people think. It's like a right-wing Marxism. Being determines consciousness. The new structures of democratic parliamentary forms will change people's consciousness and make the new man. And, of course, it's completely crazy.
Particularly when it comes to the likes of the Muslim Brotherhood and totalitarians, Islamic supremacists among them, but totalitarians more generally. And David Goldman, the thing that is so stunning about this is that, as you say, of course, there are lots on the Republican foreign policy firmament who have embraced this. Needless to say, the Democrats under President Obama did, without exception, I think, just about. When you see this lack of common sense on the one hand, and it rather vitriolically attacking Donald Trump, should we take away from that that Donald Trump is bringing at least more common sense to these foreign policy challenges and therefore being reviled for doing so?
Donald Trump is obviously not a foreign policy expert. He doesn't claim to be, but he's brought into his team and praised people whom I respect and think have a good perspective on things. For example, General Mike Flynn, former commander of the Defense Intelligence Agency. Trump's view, which has been stated a bit too simply, is that by trying to remake the Middle East into, you know, an imitation of Peoria, Illinois, we actually made things a lot worse. We created a permanent war. Things would have been better, Trump said, if we just stayed home and did nothing. So he understands that Islamic extremism is a threat, that you can't bring tens of thousands of so-called refugees into the United States without creating impossible dangers to American national security and the lives and property of Americans. So he's taken a very simple approach. Extreme vetting is an entirely sensible course. Wipe out ISIS. No more compromises with Islamic terrorism. Now, this may be a blunt instrument, but it's a common sense approach. I didn't support Trump in the primaries. I supported Ted Cruz. He wasn't my favorite candidate. I have some criticisms of Trump, but the common sense that pervades his approach to this is a breath of fresh air compared to the ideological knee-jerk reflexes of the Republican establishment.
Yeah, and this was much in display, I think, in the rather splendid speech overall that he gave on Monday about counterterrorism. We'll talk more about this, I'm sure, with you in the days ahead, David Goldman. But let me turn to a related issue. You've written about Turkey, of course, over the years, and have recently described it in the midst of this coup and what has flowed from it as this new, or once again, I guess maybe, the sick man of Europe. It's unfortunately the case, David, isn't it, that whatever it is that's ailing Turkey is very much contagious and now afflicting Europe and perhaps regions beyond as well. Would you talk a little bit about your sense of where Tayyip Erdogan's regime is headed and what it might mean for the rest of us?
Erdogan clearly is establishing an Islamist dictatorship. That's what Islamists do. Political Islam is incompatible with democracy. Any form of Islam is challenged to great democracy. We have not yet seen an Islamic country field a successful democracy. I'm not excluding it, but political Islam of the AKP party variety is incompatible. So Erdogan started by being elected democratically, and he handed out massive amounts of favors and construction projects and jobs and credit to buy the support of the populace. And he used that to establish a dictatorship. The coup was clearly an attempt to stop him from establishing such a dictatorship, and it failed. The Bush administration invited Erdogan before he was elected to come to Washington. He was hailed as the standard bearer for the new Islamist democracy. He was lionized by the whole Republican establishment. And even now, you know, I was on a Bloomberg TV interview with Gideon Rose, the editor of Foreign Affairs, the Council on Foreign Relations monthly, who said, Turkey is our ally. We still have to support him. Whatever Erdogan does, we're stuck with them. So we really helped foster this serpent in the Middle East. And there has been a massive amount of documentation. I don't think it's a controversial statement that Turkey has been the cockpit for supporting Islamic extremists, including ISIS, all throughout the region. So we've helped create a monster.
Yeah. And unfortunately, that monster, that serpent, if you will, is, I'm afraid, poised to bite us in perhaps very lethal ways. Watch this space, as I know you will so splendidly. David Goldman, a.k.a. Spengler, both at the Asia Times and, of course, in your various other outlets. We hope you'll make this one much more frequently of use. Thank you for all that you do, my friend. Come back to us again very soon. Next up, prize-winning journalist Bill Gertz takes us inside the ring. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.